This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Hi there, I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, we welcome poet Margaret J. Vann back onto center stage. She's put this pandemic time to good use, both at home and on paper.
We are living in special times right now, and I've been doing more outside than I had before. I eat my lunch on my patio shaded by a white ash. While out there, I have been observing more of what is around me. This short verse came from such lunch. COVID-19, housebound. We are to pay attention. We are to pay attention. We are to tend to the world around us, to the cardinal courting his somber mate, to the chipmunk digging in newly planted pot, to the brown thrasher with its beak filled with food for its young. Oh, and the sun after days of gray. We are to pay attention, yes, even to sweet gumballs underfoot. Good morning, this is the day that's been made, and I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. As a confirmed procrastinator, I often put off unpleasant duties until later, maybe never. Now, in this time, I have realized I have time to do more than I realized. So I have been tackling my long-neglected wild garden gone feral, not just reading books, but also doing some writing. What I have learned in this special time, gardens are for weeding. Sweet gumballs are ubiquitous, as is basket grass. Radio is better than TV. Morning blend is better than the news. Books are for reading, even rereading. Zoom is good to see faces, but hugs would be better. Procrastination is easy, but action is even better. Time to write letters. Cleaning up my office in this suddenly free time imposed by the pandemic, I found an old yellow pad with some lines on it. I took those lines and recreated this poem in honor of the season. Blaze of color. Flames lick beside roadside, rising in tongues of bronze and gold. Flames falling piecemeal to the ground, leaving skeletons of trees behind. This is no conflagration of heat and smoke, but rather a last burst of life. These flames warm the eye, but not the heart. We drive on through the afternoon, pausing to gather the bits of autumn that catch our fancy, bits of autumn that shrivel and dull. As our lives ease into our November, they too shrivel and dull. How glorious to go in the blaze of color that graces the hills, to live but one brief season in a blaze of color.
Longtime resident of Huntsville and member of the Coweta Poets Group, Margaret J. Vann is an avid wildflower enthusiast and gardener. Her next book of poetry will be published by Finishing Line Press in the coming months. It's called You Can't Get There From Here. You can hear Margaret's poems and all the past Sundial poems and stories on our website, wlrh.org. Just click on the Sundial tab. You can hear a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.